This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Appreciate you joining us this morning. I'm Sean Bajani, in for Sean Pendergast. Seth Payne still here. Hit us up, 713-572-4610, if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can text in or join the chat on YouTube and Twitch. We mentioned this a little bit earlier, I think as part of Acknowledge Me, with Cam Smith. We kind of turned into Cam Smith, Jeremy Pena conversation, but kind of attack it from a different angle in this regard with you, Seth. And listeners, if they want to weigh in on the question, do so, 713-572-4610. But there was a Chandler Rome report last week, and I'll kind of slash it, like Chandler Rome slash Ari Alexander. I saw it from both of these guys, that Jeremy Pena and the Astros were in deep discussions about a contract extension. 5 years, $105+ million was the report. And we had Bob Nightingale on to talk about that on Friday, and he'd said he heard it was 5 years, $100 million on the nose. So, whatever, you want to quibble about $500,000 AAV, go for it. But Pena, in that report, also decided to switch agencies from whoever was representing him to, now we know it's big dog Scott Boras, who also represents Jose Altuve, Hunter Brown, was and is representing Alex Bregman, and there might be another current Astro that I'm forgetting, but now Scott Boras is representing Jeremy Pena in his pursuit of maybe a long-term extension with the Houston Astros. This is going to be an interesting follow, Seth, because Jeremy Pena's got 2 years remaining of arbitration, and the fact that the Astros have already decided to sit down at the table with Jeremy Pena in representation to maybe talk about getting him locked up. And it sounds like there's no maybe about it. If you're deep in conversations and there's numbers that are being reported, this thing might be a little bit closer than not, or at least it was. How confident are you now that the Astros are maybe able to get something going long term with Jeremy Pena, with Scott Boras as a representation?
I'm not. The only thing that would make me feel a little bit more confident was that Dana Brown told the pregame radio show on Saturday, was it Saturday or Sunday, that he called Scott Boras right away after Jeremy Pena hired Boras as his agent. And Brown said he told Boras that we are still, quote, we're still interested in signing Jeremy long term, and we'll be in touch. So I'm happy, I guess, that the Astros are still going to try to pursue a long-term extension. I'm pessimistic that Scott Boras is going to do anything more than scoff at anything that isn't $30 million per year or more,
you know,
right now. That, or, like, I just, I, let's say at the very least $25 million a year or more, but I'm guessing it's a little bit more than that. And the Astros are probably not going to go more than a five-year extension.
That's to be expected, though, right? Dana Brown did what he's supposed to do as a general manager. Like, the person you're courting, okay, that you want to keep around for a long time, it's like, I don't know, maybe you're dating this girl and parents get a divorce during the time that you're really getting serious and, you know, dad's no longer in the picture and mom brings in a new guy and she's going to be the stepdad. And now you've got to ask stepdad's permission, like, hey, you know, I've been seeing the girl for a while and are you okay? You know, I'm thinking about asking her to marry me. And you know, what do you think? You have to you have to put the work in with the father figure, you know, that you're going to be interacting with and seeing on a regular basis, too. It's no different here in my mind. Like Dana Brown has obvious dealings before with Scott Boras. And this is a guy that they've already gotten serious about as a, you know, 28-year-old. Maybe a little bit of a late bloomer in Jeremy Pena, who's having a breakout career season this year. And, you know, should be an all-star at shortstop, and I think and will end up being that way. But they think he's going to be really good for a long time. That's exactly what 5 years, $100-plus million says to me.
Right. Yeah, that's how they feel about it. And yet, Boras, when, you know, Pena is also having these discussions, well, he's currently one of the best players in baseball, and is looks like he's realizing his potential. And you start to wonder, well, wait a second. All right. I know what, guys, if I kept playing this way for the next couple of years, I know I'd be making more than $105 million. Who's the best guy to tell me exactly what my prospects are, what the numbers are? And that's where a guy like Scott Boras comes in. It's as much for what he can advise you about how other teams view you as anything else. We listened to that Rich Paul audio of Rich Paul or basically orchestrating the draft for his client and making sure that he falls to the Suns, via the Rockets at number 10. And I like, that's exactly what really good agents do for you. So if they had signed an extension of 10 year or 5 years, $105 million, then that would have been it right now. If that got announced yesterday, you would have thought, my God, this is a brilliant move by the Astros. Pena is thinking like, wait a second, why am I in the business of putting the Astros in position to make the brilliant move? So yeah, I think your analogy is a great one. Sounds like the biological father's a real jackass in that scenario. So the stepfather comes in and he's actually got like a pretty good, like, wait a second. No, I've spotted a lot of problems with this offer of yours, young man, including the fact that you haven't had a job in 2 years. No. We're reexamining the issue. I feel like that's what Boras is going to be.
You know, I mentioned Cam Smith as well. Let me ask you this question this way, because there's very much a, you know, 5-year rule of thumb as it pertains to Jim Crane and his ownership and decision-making with the Houston Astros. They haven't gone beyond 5 years. Now, they made a record offer to Alex Bregman. They were going to go 6 years, and what I think it was $160 million or something like that before he ended up getting the Brinks trucks backed up to his front door by the Boston Red Sox. But
the option truck backed up too.
Yeah, they got the option truck. And now they're going to be looking at maybe a long-term deal with Bregman. I saw contract discussions maybe ensuing between them and the Red Sox is even while he's still hurt. He hadn't played baseball in a month. Maybe they want to do something longer term and get rid of the options. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally?
Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But if the Astros are going to break protocol on anybody, do you think there are two players on the roster currently that they'll do it for? Jeremy Peña being one, and the other maybe looking a little too far down the road right now. But I mean, I really like what I see from Cam Smith, who came in as one of the top prospects in all of Major League Baseball and has just now, I think, played in his 100th professional game and is looking very much like he's playing chess instead of checkers versus what you thought a rookie was going to perform like. Could the Astros break protocol on Peña and or Cam Smith?
Cam Smith would make the most sense because you just have, like, because he's so young. And right now, if you went longer than 5 years, you're not going as far into that territory of, okay, what is this guy going to be when he's 30 years old or what have you? So Cam's the one that I think would be more likely. And for them to break it, it wouldn't feel like they were out of line with the way they've operated with a lot of other guys, where they don't want to give a guy longer than 5 years, certainly when he's already in his late 20s, because that puts you right into that unknown, uncharted territory of, okay, what's this guy going to look like in his mid-30s? So I think it's still possible with Cam. I don't think the organization would feel like they're necessarily bending too much, but I'd still put it at not likely to happen. I think in this year, if anything, might be the biggest display of why they wouldn't do it. It's that, man, we don't know what it's going to look like in any given year, much less what it's going to look like 5, 6, 7 years from now.
Yeah, yeah.
We just trust that we're going to be able to develop guys and find opportunities to go get another Cam Smith or a Jeremy Peña.
And in no way am I saying that the Astros need to lock Cam Smith up right now. I made a tongue-in-cheek joke about that with PC the other day. I was like, come on, let's go. 10-year deal right now. But he still has two pre-arbitration years remaining, and then he'll hit arbitration. You know, and I think, what is it, 3 years of arbitration before you're eligible?
Yeah, you got
for
5 years of control left of him.
Yeah. So there's no rush, and this is a guy who, for the next couple of years, you're going to be paying close to the veteran minimum, or league minimum, rather, for Cam Smith. There's no rush. You still have time to see this thing play out and make a determination. I'm just saying, it looks like that trajectory is pretty good to where if the Astros did decide under the Crane Brown leadership to break protocol, he's a pretty damn good guy to do it for.
I feel like this is while all this is happening, I'm sitting here and I've kind of just put Framber Valdez in a compartment to the side where I don't even think about the fact that he's probably gone.
Yeah.
And I've learned stop hoping that they're going to extend guys. Okay, you look at the year the Astros are having. You look at what Dana Brown looks like he pulled off a damn coup in what he got back for Kyle Tucker. And if anything, I think the organization is more emboldened to just continue on that path of like, oh, okay, yeah, we couldn't get Kyle Tucker back on a long-term deal that we would have been uncomfortable paying, but we got now Paredes, who's playing like one of the best third basemen in the league, and we've got Cam Smith, who has a very, very bright future ahead of him, not to mention Wesneski off waiting in the wings somewhere.
Yeah.
If anything, this year is going to harden their position that, no, we're not going to stretch beyond 5 years on any of these guys.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be interesting to see, especially with Bryce Matthews mashing baseballs the minor league level. It's going to give the Astros options and more thinking. Coming up next, we'll get back to a little bit of the Astros 5-1 homestand over the weekend, taking care of biz over the Phils and the Cubs. It's more Payne and Pendergast. Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Sports Radio 610. Stay put.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.